In the name of God, of the Son, and Holy Spirit. We were only waiting for this moment to arise. Trees all week. I realize I've had many incredible trees in my life that never recognized how many. There was a climbing tree in my youth. Lots of us had that. To crawl up into it was inside and outside at the same time. Soaring in the sunshine, swaying in the breeze, just there's nothing like it. Remember a birch forest? To this day, it's just mystical, magical in my life. Decades ago, Elias, our son, showed me the largest larch tree in the whole of North America. Of course it's in Montana. Then I've seen bow trees, not the one Buddha sat under, but we've seen them, you know, where the roots hang down from the limbs, create these beautiful little temples. I was taken to see, along with the lady, the largest tree in the whole southern hemisphere of the planet. We could drive 2.5 hours just to get there one way. Our partnership friends brought us. It's a baobab tree, 700-800 years old, roots 25 kilometers going out in every direction. You have to climb up at least 15 feet, and then you can drop on the inside of the tree where it's hollowed out. And up to 18 people can live there. And we know this because during the days of apartheid, the ANC folks would hide there. In the Amazon, trees have these large fans coming down, V-shaped. They'll have two or three of them starting over my head and all the way to the ground. It's really important that you know about this, because if you get lost in the Amazon, you have to pick up a big stick and you strike this fan at the base of the tree because it's hollow. You hit it as hard as you can, and it will reverberate, so hopefully somebody in a canoe going by might hear you and then you can rescue you. Remember that when you're in the Amazon. Life-saving. But Ben and I were in Jerusalem. We went to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum. It's overwhelming. And when you finally emerge, hours later, you step out on this open veranda. There's a big triangle there. People all just walk, naturally walk forward to the edge, and all there is for you to gaze on are a hillside of trees. And that's how you start to absorb or recover everything you experience. Walk around the grounds and come to the avenue, not called the garden, of the righteous, where trees have been planted in honor of all the Gentiles who assisted the Jews in World War II, underground, escaping, hiding, whatever. Garden of the righteous. just for the honor. Plant a tree. And of course, our man, Mrs. Redwoods, nothing like them on the planet. That's why I retreat there every year on the Lost Coast, the old growth sanctuary forest. These trees, 1,000, some over 2,000 years old. In 1996, there were only 6% of the old growth redwood trees left. I said to myself, surely, this must stop now, right? Today, there's only 4% remaining. That picture on the bulletin cover, I go inside of that tree every year and pray and meditate there. And I'm not going to tell you where it is. Ooh. Yeah. This cathedral experience and the profound stillness. Stillness and quiet. We want a little bit, but we can't take too much of our life, right? It's just too much, but in the records, you can never get enough. Jesus saw the blind man. And that's the gospel. He saw him. No one else was looking. And the disciples immediately asked, whose fault is this? His or his parents? Because the human beings like to know who to blame. Because once we know who to blame, then it's where I'm not responsible. Somebody else's fault. Wow. Especially when there's illness, right? Somebody did something wrong here. We're cruel. Unbelievably cruel. Jesus ignores the disciples, sits on the earth. Makes a paste, mud drops out of his eyes, makes it even darker, and heals him. The blind man is thrilled. His friend said, is that him or no? I don't think so, is it? The authorities say, who did this? What's going on here? They grill him and says, I don't know who that was. They ask the parents, tell the truth. What's going on here? It's your son. They come back. It's illegal, you know. You open the Sabbath. Who's in charge here? And the blind man says, no. All I know is I was blind. Now I can see. Isn't that all we want for every human being on the planet? To come out of our blindness and see. And Jesus says, this is why I'm here. For clear discernment. So that the blind may see, and those who claim to see will recognize how blind they are. Perhaps you can think of some people in that category. The invitation today is to open our eyes. Sister Joan Chittister said, religion is about ritual, morals, systems of thought, ethics, and all these are good, but they are incomplete. Even in our darkness, we can begin to see the trees, ourselves, others, relationship, and possibilities. We even get to see the cross, which is so blinding, hideous, hidden. Yet, the pivot point of mercy, a real tree of life. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts in mind. Thank you.